Good evening. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. Thank you for joining us tonight. This is not your ordinary Sunday order of worship. We're doing things a little differently, just because of it being Ash Wednesday. So just make sure, you know, if you've got your bulletin and you're, you know, following along. With that in mind, why don't we place our phones in their most prayerful and meditative settings? And let's gather and proclaim our readiness to worship God with our call to worship. We come to worship God as the Lenten season begins, aware of our frailty and our failings. We come seeking God's mercy, acknowledging our mortality. Having received the waters of baptism, we are marked now with ashes. The treasures of this earth do not last. Our treasure is in heaven, our heart's true home. Ask you to rise and join in our opening hymn, number 166, Lord, Who Throughout These 40 Days. Be seated.
Good evening. Our scripture for tonight is Matthew 6, 1 through 6, and 16 through 21. Beware of practicing your righteousness before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites, for they mark their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there is your heart will be also. This is a reading of God's word.
Please pray with me. Merciful God, your word is our way of truth and life. Create in us hearts that are clean and put your Holy Spirit within us so that we may receive your grace and declare your praise forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Seemed like kind of a strange passage to be talking about not letting other people see your face when we're going to be putting ashes on our head and other people are going to see it, right? Seems a little weird. And I know that every single person who is here today is deeply committed to this church. When you say that you're praying for Glenshaw Valley, when you say that you're praying for members of this church, I know that that's not lip service. I know that you're not trying to get some sort of praise for doing that or for saying that. You are all leaders of this church. You serve on boards and committees. You are active throughout the community. You came here this evening to be reminded of your mortality. Who does that? It's understandable to me that not everyone wants to come to church and be reminded of their death today. I find it particularly humorous when Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day. There are a lot of temptations in this world, and I can relate to some of them. There are people who are tempted by unbelief. They find themselves like, we believe some weird stuff, right? But, you know, those who are tempted by unbelief, they can find themselves just languishing in despair and not finding any point to worship. And then there are folks who are tempted by hedonism, and they're just, you know, they just follow along wherever their senses take them. They're constantly on the move to find the next pleasurable experience. And there's not a lot of pleasure happening in these hard pews, in those small pieces of bread, in those thimble-sized cups of grape juice. But you and me, us religious people, right? We're not like that. We believe, we understand why worship is important. We are refreshed by that sip of juice. We know what God wants for us. Yeah, we face temptation sometimes, but not the way that other people face temptation. I'd argue that sometimes we're tempted to substitute religion for God. We're tempted to mistake the roadmap for the destination, We focus on the rules instead of relationship. Now, relationship with people is difficult. But then when you go a step further and you try to connect with the God who defies all of our senses, I mean, that seems impossible, and we long for it for years. It's so hard. We grow weary and tired of trying, questioning, you know, whether God is even listening to us. And that's why God has given us a whole bunch of gifts. Gifts like almsgiving, prayer, service, fasting. We're given those gifts so that we might draw nearer to God. But sometimes we take even those gifts and we turn them into rules. We use them as a signal to other people. You know, like we know who's in and who's out based on the rules that they follow and how well they follow those rules. And then you can look at me and you can know how well I follow those rules. You know, I have to do those rules so that you know that I'm in. So what I'm saying here is that we've turned these gifts, these tools that God has given us, into performances to show people how faithful we are, to prove that we're righteous. And Jesus says, well, you know what? If you want recognition from other people that you are righteous, all right, you've received that reward. You've got the pat on the back from other people. How's your relationship with God, though? There's a bit of a parody here on Ash Wednesday, as I mentioned at the beginning. We're coming forward to get a smudge of ash on our foreheads to let everyone else know that we've been to worship. Other people will see our smeared faces and say, oh, that person certainly is religious. I was at the grocery store earlier and I saw a few people that had their ashes on their forehead. And I was like, oh, I caught myself saying, oh, they've been to church today. And Jesus declares, truly I tell you, they have received their reward. And it's in that moment that we can all like laugh at ourselves. We've been recognized for our religiosity, our identities as Christians, but not necessarily for our relationship with Christ. So we've come to the beginning of 6 weeks of Lent. The 6 weeks of Lent, this is a time where we can focus on prayer, repentance, almsgiving, fasting, reflecting. Not because that's what we've been told to do. Not because we need other people to see how well we follow the rules. But because this is an opportunity for us to deepen our relationship with God. This is how we can grow closer to Jesus. So this Lenten season, I ask you to ask yourself if you're giving in order to get, if you're praying just because you're supposed to or because it provides you hope, if you're fasting to fit into a new outfit or if it's to heighten your awareness of Jesus. Over the next 6 weeks, let us build a Lent that becomes our lives. Build a Lent that draws you closer to God, that draws you closer to the God who sees you in secret. Amen. So I'm going to say a few words about the observance of the Lenten discipline, and then we'll move into a litany of penitence, and then we'll do the imposition of ashes. Beloved people of God, every year at the time of the Christian Passover, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration and to renew our life in the Paschal mystery. We begin this holy season by acknowledging our need for repentance and for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We begin our journey to Easter with the sign of ashes. This ancient sign speaks to the frailty and uncertainty of human life and marks the penitence of this community. I invite you, therefore, in the name of Christ, to observe the Holy Lent by self-examination and penitence, by prayer and fasting, by works of love, and by meditating on God's word. Let us now bow before God, our Creator and Redeemer, and confess our sin. I will be pausing at intervals, and I ask when I pause that you say, "Have mercy on us, O God." Holy and merciful God, we confess to you and to one another and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Have mercy on us, O God. We have not listened to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, O God. We confess to you, O God, in all our past unfaithfulness, for the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience in our lives. Have mercy on us, O God. For our self-indulgent appetites and ways and our exploitation of other people. Have mercy on us, O God. For our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. Have mercy on us, O God. For our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts and our dishonesty in daily life and work. Have mercy on us, O God. For our negligence in prayer and worship and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. Have mercy on us, O God. Accept our repentance, O God, for the wrongs we have done, for our neglect of human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. Have mercy on us, O God. For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts towards our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt towards those who differ from us. Have mercy on us, O God. For our waste and pollution of your creation and our lack of concern for those who come after us, have mercy on us, O God. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and show us your steadfast love. Turn to us in your mercy and redeem us. Amen. Amen. I'm going to come down with ashes, and I will ask you to, you know, file up, and I will put the sign of the cross on your forehead. If you really, really don't want it on your forehead, I can put it on your hand. And when I say, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return, You can say, in life and death, I belong to God. Please rise in body or spirit for our hymn, Sign Us With Ashes, verses 1, 4, and 5, number 433.
Sign us with ashes.
Please be seated. We are encouraged in the Gospel of Matthew to give alms, our offerings to God, quietly, without ostentation and without calculation. God, who sees and knows our motivations and actions, is able to reward our faithfulness as we receive our tithes and offerings. Treasures, O Lord, come from your hand. Out of your goodness towards us, we have received so much. Knowing that we came into this life with nothing and will go out the same way, we give of the time, talents, and resources we have now. Use them as you will for your Son's sake. Amen. Please remain seated for our choir's anthem. Thank you.
losing everything in it. So just go with the flow. Okay. Siblings, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. People will come from north and south and east and west and gather together at the table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Friends, this is not Glenshaw Valley's table. This is not a Presbyterian table. This is the Lord's table, and our Savior invites all those who trust him to share in the feast that has been prepared. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, eternal God, creator and ruler of the universe. You are our God, and we are the creatures of your hand. You made us from the dust of the earth, breathed into us the breath of life, and set us in your world to love and serve you. When we rejected your love and ignored your wisdom, you did not reject us. You loved us still and called us to turn again to you in obedience and love. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the heavenly choirs and with all of the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When Jesus was at table with his disciples, he took bread, broke it, blessed it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. Whenever you do this, remember me." In the same way, he poured the cup, saying, "Take and drink, and whenever you do this, remember me." Now, whenever we eat of this bread or drink of this cup at table, we celebrate Christ's death and resurrection until he comes again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place and every time. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Please pray with me. God of compassion, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you reconciled your people to yourself. Following his example of prayer and fasting, may we obey you with willing hearts and serve one another in holy love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise as you're able and join in the closing hymn, number 216, Beneath the Cross of Jesus. Before we leave this place, let me offer a charge and a blessing. This Lenten season, practice your piety not before others, but before God. Give generously, but quietly. Pray constantly, but confidentially. Fast with gratitude to God, and store up that which is in your heart, for it cannot be taken from you. The blessing of God who hears when you call, the grace of Christ who reconciles you, the power of the Holy Spirit who sustains you, remain with you in these Lenten days and for all your days and forevermore. Amen.